one of the biggest things with fresh flowers, you can, knowing when to harvest them or when to buy them, what to do with them after you have them, and how to extend their vase life. I mean, you can often double the amount of time that you get out of your fresh flowers just by following these steps. So one thing that most of us never think about is that we vases and the buckets that we're using need to be clean enough to drink out of, because any bacteria that's in that vase or that container is going to cause this kind of filmy, sort of scummy stuff. You can't always even see it, but it's going to plug up the stem of the flower and keep it from drinking. So you want to clean and sanitize your buckets and vases before you use them. If you can, harvest the flowers and foliage during the coolest times of the day. So either in the morning or in the evening, just because then when you pick them, they're going to stay more hydrated and not naturally just wilt out on you.
And is that because the sap at those cool times, the sap is all the way up in the stem, in the head of the flower, because when it gets hotter or drier, windier, the sap pulls down to give reserve to the bottom of the flower. Is that right?
And they're just, and they're having a harder time keeping everything plump. So when I'm harvesting the flowers, not only am I trying to do it at the two cooler times of the day, but then I'm also stripping the bottom leaves off as soon as I'm picking them so that that stem doesn't have to work as hard to keep everything hydrated.
Okay.
And then picking things at the right stage for the longest show. So like when you're at the farmer's market, most flowers are blown open because, you know, they want to catch your attention with that bright color. But really, the best time to pick something is usually when it's about halfway to two-thirds of a way open, because then you get that full experience of the flower blooming all the way open, and then you get even longer vase life.
And one of the things I found fascinating, and this was one where I went, wow, never thought about that, was this point of pollination. Talk about that.
Yep. Yeah, so if you, like, cosmos are a great example. They have a little yellow center in the middle, you know, like that little yellow eye, and you want to catch them. You want to pick them really before the flower has even fully opened, when it's in colored bud, because as soon as those bees get in there and start to pollinate, it signals the plant that it's time to start making seed, and the vase life is shortened, and then they just, you know, run that course towards seed. So ideally, you're wanting to catch the flowers, the ones that you're going to harvest at least, before the bees have gotten to them too much. And then, you know, leave a good percentage for the bees to just go crazy. So then once you've got your stems harvested, I place them into clean, cool water and then tuck them into a cool spot to rest for a little bit, just so that they can, 3 to 4 hours is great, where the flowers can just rehydrate, the foliage can rehydrate, and then your bouquet is just going to last forever. And then I swear by adding floral preservative, really, I see at least 3 to 4 days additional vase life by using those little packets of flower food that you can get at the grocery store, or you buy from your local wholesaler, because they keep the water clean. They're giving the stem and the flower some sugar to eat. And they're just like, they're keeping everything moving. Because once you remove a flower from its plant, it's lost its food source. So where else is it going to get that? And then after I bring stuff in, I always recut the stems before I place them into water.